lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your grace then I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Now, if you've been following along with our study of what has happened to America, That is the question that's on my heart. What has happened to America? And if you've been following along, you know that we've been looking at 1 Samuel chapter 8. And we've seen how that Samuel was miraculously born. I say miraculously born because Hannah, his mother, had prayed, and she did have a child. She had Samuel. She dedicated this man-child, to the Lord, and he grew, and he became a judge of Israel. He became a prophet of Israel, and he was a priest of Israel. He had been dedicated to God. Now, we've been reading, we've been studying in the Word of God, how that I believe that we can look around today and we can see some similarities between America and the nation Israel. And we look back in the Old Testament, in the book of 1 Samuel, And we read in 1 Samuel chapter 8 and verses 7 and 9, it says, "And the Lord said unto Samuel, hearken unto the voice of the people." Now, we've already studied how that the people wanted something different. They did not want someone to rule over them such as Samuel. Or once again, now, God told Samuel, he said, "These people have not rejected you. They have rejected me," and I'm going to read that, and we're going to see that once again in just a moment. But as we look at that, it says in those verses 7 through 9 of 1 Samuel 8, God told him, he says, "They have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me." They rejected God. They did not want God to rule over them. They would rather have a human being, a king, to rule over them. Well, the verse goes on to say in verse 7, it says that God said they had rejected him, that I should not reign over them, according to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them up out of Egypt, even unto this day, wherewith they have forsaken me and served other gods, so do they also unto thee. Well, the Bible tells us that these people were stiff-necked. You couldn't tell them anything. Well, isn't that the way America is today? You can't tell the people anything. In other words, God can't seem to let these people know. Now, he can, but they won't. They will not listen to the voice of God. The people will not listen. And I've made mention of this before. We cannot blame the unsaved people for the condition of this country. I believe that you and I, as saved people, have let God down. We have not been standing up to do the things that we should be doing. Now, let me quickly add, there are some who do stand up, and those people are the ones who are standing in the gap. The Bible teaches us that there needs to be someone who would stand and just do what God wants them to do. And I believe there are some doing that today, but as a whole, the people of God today, and that is the church, the people who are saved, I believe that people have let down, and they are not standing for the truth today in many instances. We've suddenly lost a backbone that God has given us. We need that holy backbone to understand that we have the backbone, but we're just not letting it be used. And you and I, as the children of God, we need to start standing up and doing what God wants us to do. I don't want someone reigning over me other than God. Now, once again, I remind you that according to Romans chapter 13, that we are to obey the law. We are to do what God wants us to do, and that is to obey the law, and that is to do what is right. Now, when the government comes in and they go against what God says, then to do is what Peter and the other apostles told the government back in their day. They said, we ought to obey God rather than man. In other words, when man, the government, crosses the line and says to do something other than what God says, then we need to stand for God. These people back in Samuel's day, they wanted someone to reign over them that was not God. Well, the Lord told Samuel to pay attention to everything that the people had said in verse 7 of 1 Samuel 8. And the Lord told Samuel he had not been rejected, but the people had rejected the Lord himself. Now, people today have rejected God. People today have no respect for God. And once again, it's sad that the people of God, they are not standing for the Lord. And we need to remind each other that we need to stand for what is right, Jesus Christ. We need to stand for who is right, and that's God. Well, people today have no fear of God. People today will not listen to God. America today has rejected God. And you read about this, and we read most of these verses last time, Romans chapter 1, verses 19 through 28. And we keep reading down through those verses. And verse 25, it says, "Who changed the truth of God into a lie." This is speaking about men. This is speaking about the human race. "Changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen." Man would rather serve anyone or anything other than God, because God tells it like it is. God says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Man does not like to hear that. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But you know, I like to keep reading, and I see where it says, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." And that's what we need to let people know. To quit worshiping yourself and come to God and realize that you are a sinner and you need a Savior. Well, in verse 26 of Romans chapter 1, it tells us that for this cause, because man has quit giving God any kind of recognition, man has turned his back upon God, and it says, "For this cause God gave them up into vile affections." That's happening today. It says, "For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, turned or burned in their lust one toward another. Men with men, working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error." In other words, they get paid for what they're doing. "The recompense of their error, which was meat. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient." God says, "Okay, you want to do this? You want to go against what I have wanted from the beginning, that you would serve me? You want to turn against what I created, man and woman? You want to say that man is to be with another man sexually, and a woman is to be with another woman sexually? And today they're getting married, men with men." It's not a real marriage, by the way. Men with men. I don't care how many times the government says we're going to say that and we're going to perform these weddings, so-called, with a man marrying a man, a woman marrying another woman. That is not legal in the sight of God. The Bible says that a man is to marry a woman, and then let no man put asunder what God has joined together. He's not joined a man with a man or a woman with a woman. It is not recognized in God's sight. It is not right for someone to say that they are allowed to marry in such a way, a man with a man and a woman with a woman. And there's such a thing as a homosexual, and that's exactly who they are. They're homosexuals, and they need to be called for what they are. They are sinners. The Bible says that they are an abomination unto God. And we need to call it like it is. Well, the Lord told Samuel to listen to the people, but to object earnestly to what they wanted, according to 1 Samuel chapter 8 and verse 9. And it says this, "Now therefore hearken unto their voice." Listen to them, Samuel. "Howbeit, yet protest solemnly." In other words, look, just tell them that it's not right. "Protest, howbeit, yet protest solemnly." Be serious with them. "And show them the manner of the king that shall reign over them." Now, Samuel was told by God what to do and how to do it. Well, Samuel speaks, and we read this in chapter 8 and verse 10. It says there, "And Samuel told all the words of the Lord unto the people that asked of him a king." Well, Samuel told the people what the Lord said in that verse. And after listening to what the people of Israel had to say, Samuel, he now lets the people know from the Lord what they could expect from an earthly king. You see, once again, they wanted an earthly king over them. They did not want God to reign over them. Now, what did the Lord say? He said, you know, we read there that Samuel told him, say, he wanted them to know what the Lord said. Well, what did Samuel say the Lord said? Well, first of all, I see in verse 11 of chapter 8, it says, "And he said, this will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them for himself, for his chariots, and to be his horsemen. And some shall run before his chariots." Well, Samuel told him, he said, this is what the Lord says is going to happen. The king will take your sons for his own purposes. And we're seeing that many instances in our government today, how that those who are in authority are using people for their own good instead of for the good of all the people. And this is not right. And this is what God told Samuel was going to happen if these people continually wanted a king and a king was appointed. Well, not only that, the king will use your sons for his prospering. Verse 12 of 1 Samuel chapter 8 says, "And he will appoint them captains over thousands and captains over fifties, and will set them to ear his ground and to reap his harvest and to make his instruments of war and instruments of his chariots." Well, it seems that, the politicians that supposedly represent America today, they get richer and richer while the people are suffering today from inflation. The prices are getting higher and higher, but the politicians seem to be getting richer and richer. Let me read this to you again, verse 12. "And he will appoint him captains over thousands and captains over fifties, and will set them to ear his ground and to reap his harvest." They're going to work for him, in other words, "and to make his instruments of war and instruments of his chariots." Well, we're seeing today that there's a very possibility that war is looming around the corner for us. Now, it's all over the world. We're seeing it's springing up everywhere, and we're in line. And I'm not saying we're going to go to war right now. What I am saying is that it would appear that everything is falling into place where it could possibly happen that we are getting ready to go into war. Well, what's going to happen? The people who are working for the government are working for the politicians, and they're making ready for the war that's coming. It would appear not for the good of the people. It's going to be for the good, quote unquote, for those people who are in charge. How they're going to come out of this, I believe they're going to say that they've done everything they can to do good. This is a politician, but we can look and we can see the things are not being done for the good of the people. And we need to get busy as saved people and start electing people who stand for the right, who stand on the moral principles that God has set for us, stand for those principles that this country was founded upon. And if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you need to get saved and serve Jesus Christ today.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.